I would liken it to a field of butterflies, where every butterfly is going different directions.
Welcome to GAO's Watchdog Report, your source for news and information from the U.S. Government Accountability Office. I'm Sarah Kazmarek. The Department of Veterans Affairs has faced challenges both in managing its budget and in ensuring that veterans have access to health care. A team led by Randy Williamson, a director in our healthcare team, recently took a look at how the VA measures the care it provides at its medical centers. So first I ask Randy, how does the VA know that they are providing good health care to veterans?
Well, this report really talked about the efficiency and productivity of that. Productivity is basically physicians' workload and issues around that. As you can imagine, physicians on a daily basis do a number of procedures, some of which are much more complex. An orthopedist, for example, might set a broken finger and during the day also set a broken leg, which requires usually more skill, time, and effort. So what they do is VA assigns a relative value unit, which just weights the procedure in terms of its time and skill level required, and accumulates that on a biweekly basis. And then for each service, like orthopedics or cardiology, whatever, they feed that information back to the medical center, along with how it stacks up against other medical centers. And if a medical center is at the low end of productivity, then VA headquarters require them to do a mediation plan. So that's kind of how the productivity works. Efficiency is much more geared to costs and expenditures. It includes a dozen or so different components. For example, look at pharmacy, the expenditures on drugs versus the expected expenditures, radiology procedures, and how they stack up. Unlike the productivity measures, VA headquarters doesn't require them to do anything with it, no remediation plans, and it's just information for the VAMCs to use.
So, do these measures provide a complete and accurate picture of what's going on?
Unfortunately not. Let me give you some examples. Under productivity, for example, and workload, the measures that VA have only measure the VA employed providers. In many cases, VA medical centers will contract with providers outside of VA to come in and supplement their own providers, and they don't count the workload of contracted providers, which in many cases can be substantial. Another thing that they don't count is the work of nurse practitioners, who also provide many services, and that workload is not counted.
So let me bring the focus back to veterans. Why is accurate and complete data important?
Well, let me say this. VA is having issues now with providing access to veterans, and they're scrambling in many ways to do that. If certain facilities have low productivity, in other words, their workload is low compared to others, they're doing something or something's happening that veterans are not being seen at the rate of other facilities. And it's important from an access issue, especially. The wait times could be longer in areas where and locations where there is low productivity. And so it's really important from an access issue and in certain case cost issues too, because a number of veterans will have to go outside VA, and that expense can be a lot more.
All right, so it sounds like these issues are impacting even just how many veterans have access to healthcare at VA medical centers. I knew Randy could give me some insight on his team's recommendations.
I think the real issues center around oversight and accountability. Basically, there we're talking about, for efficiency reports, for example, there's no requirement now to respond to low efficiency data, and that needs to be changed. There needs to be some acknowledgement from the VAMCs, the medical centers. What are they going to do about low productivity or low efficiency? The other thing is a much larger issue that has to do with, is central office monitoring the remediation plans they are getting, and what are they doing about it? From a management standpoint, the system needs to be managed a whole lot better, information shared among facilities and so on. That's not going on right now.
And- And finally, what do you see as the bottom line of this report?
This really focuses on a core problem in VA, and that is accountability and oversight. It's an area we see over and over again in the reports we do. And the real effect of that is that veterans who need care may be restricted in terms of their access if productivity and efficiency is lower at certain medical centers. It really can affect, low productivity can affect the number of veterans that the facilities are capable of seeing. And that is the bottom line. To correct that, VA Central Office needs to view this as managing the process as opposed to kind of watching what's going on. I would liken it to a field of butterflies where every butterfly is going different directions. And if this process is going to be managed, the butterflies need to be flying in formation.
Thanks for listening to the Watchdog Report. To hear more podcasts, subscribe to us on iTunes. For more from the Congressional Watchdog, the U.S. Government Accountability Office, visit us at gao.gov.